Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to the Dodgers Nation postgame show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC underscore LA. Thanks for rocking with us after the Dodgers get the win in Arizona. They win by a final score of 8-0. They shut out the D-backs, and the Dodgers, they finish this road trip 7-2, the longest road trip of the season, a 9-game roadie. Three cities, they take 7 out of 9 games, a very, very successful road trip, and the Dodgers sitting pretty in the National League West. They improved to 20-13, now 4.5 games up of the San Diego Padres in the division. If you look at where they stand in the league, right up there at the top, they're behind the Braves, Phillies, Brewers, and Cubs, but they're all bunched up there. They're 2 games back of the Braves for the best record in the senior circuit, so they can make some inroads on them. They can pick up some games in a series this weekend. So you got a big showdown at the Ravine, but we're breaking this one down. But first things first, where you represent Dodgers Nation from, and who is your Dodgers dog of the game? Who is your player of the game? Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He continues to find his groove. He continues to get more comfortable out there on the mound. I thought he was outstanding once again, and he's really finding his way at the major league level. I mean, the first start, of course, so much was made. He gets pulled after one inning, gives up 5 runs against San Diego Padres, throws 43 pitches. But since then, since that start against the San Diego Padres, 6 starts since, he's allowed 6 runs and 33 innings of work. He's had a 1.64 ERA in his last 6 starts combined. So he gave up 5 runs in 1 inning in his big league debut in Seoul, South Korea against the San Diego Padres. Since then, 6 runs in 33 innings. I can't believe this. I'm still old enough to remember there were people out there that said Yoshinobu Yamamoto was going to be a bust, that the Dodgers threw away $325 million. I don't think that's the case. I think the Dodgers are just fine. I think that he is going to be an ace for this franchise for a long, long time, and we're going to break down his outing. We got Dylan Hare, 90201, Yamamoto, player of the game. Yeah, he was great. Who's the Dodgers dog of the game, though? You got to like the Dodger dog.
Dodger
dog of the game. Think Austin Barnes, think Miguel Rojas, think Will Smith. Getting another home run was big as well. We got Roland Navarre. Yamamoto is looking good. Páez is on fire. We're going to talk some Andy Páez. Victor Baños rocking from Ensenada Baja. Yamamoto is my Dodger dog of the game. Yama haters been real quiet. That's from Philip Subia over on YouTube. Fire Eisen did okay. Yeah, we could start right at the top. And we're going to talk about Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And in this one, kind of the big takeaway is really for him early on, it's like the punch was there. You didn't see big strikeout numbers right out of the gate. Bottom of the first inning, he walked McCarthy on 6.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Pitches. He was missing with that four-seam fastball, and that really is the number one key. When you're looking at Yoshinobu Yamamoto, is he landing that four-seam fastball? Is he painting the corners? Is he on the edges with it? When he gets into trouble, it's when that four-seamer is leaking out over the plate, and opponents know, hitters know the game plan is, okay, we know we're going to get the nasty splitty. We know we're going to get the nasty curveball, the yo-yo curveball, so let's take advantage of the hard stuff. And early on, you saw some misses. He walks McCarthy, but he's so composed out there on the mound. Doesn't matter if he gives up an early base hit, a double, a walk, whatever it is. It's every single pitch is executed, and he's sticking to his game plan. But he ends up getting the pitcher's best friend. Very next batter, Gurriel Jr., he grounds into the double play, and then he gives up the double to Marte. Eighth pitch of the at-bat, he just left that curveball up in the zone. Didn't have that great depth to it that we saw for most of the night. And Marte's able to get that double. But then he comes back 0-2 pitch to Walker. He gets him to pop out there to third. Now, as far as the Dodgers offense, jump to the top of the second inning. And Teoscar Hernandez, he grounded his short for the first out. Then Kike Hernandez, who's played a lot better of late. You're seeing better at-bats, better at-bat quality. He ends up drawing a five-pitch walk. And then next batter. This was the at-bat of the night, the AB of the night from Andy Páez. Look, I'm Andy Páez's biggest fan. Andy Páez is him. Andy Páez is that man right now for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he is Mr. Steal Your Job, okay? He is making it impossible for the Dodgers not to keep on this roster. We'll get into that in a little bit, but taking a look at this at-bat, he takes a sinker up and away out of the zone for ball one. Then he takes a curveball in the zone looking for strike one. Third pitch of the at-bat, a changeup away. He gets himself into a hitter's count, 2-1 there, and then he fouls off a fastball down the zone to make it 2-2. Fifth pitch of the at-bat, curveball down and in, does a nice job laying off it to load the count full. And then sixth pitch of the at-bat, fouls off a 90-mile-per-hour sinker. Seventh pitch of the at-bat, a changeup. He fouls it off, just misses that one. That was up in the zone. And then eighth pitch of the at-bat, changeup down in the zone, and he just goes down and gets it. Check it out. Boom! Just gets the barrel down, gets the bat head down, and the swing is so pure. The hands are so quick through the zone, and his ability to lift like he does, he's just able to get the ball over the fence. I mean, he has prodigious power. This man is an extremely gifted and talented hitter, and it was evidenced on that at-bat. Just the ability to get the bat head down there on a Jordan Montgomery changeup and just lift it over the fence, an 83-mile-per-hour changeup. Not a lot of veteran hitters can do that. Not a lot of all-star hitters can do that, but Andy Páez certainly can. So an impressive at-bat, and that gave the Dodgers an early 2-0 lead, 429-foot home run. And now you look at Andy Páez. Andy Páez on the season in his at-bats, in his opportunities with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has absolutely taken this opportunity, and he has ran with it. So far with the Dodgers, I mean, he's been really outstanding. He's slashing .291, a .317 on base. He's slugging .545 and has a .139 weighted runs created plus. So he's been 39% above league average in his 60 plate appearances. He has 16 hits in those 60 plate appearances, 3 home runs, and 5 doubles. He scored 12 runs. He has 12 RBI. He's cut down the strikeouts. He's striking out at just 21.7%. So if you heard me for months and the day they called up Andy Pies, what I said what made him special was his ability to leave the yard, to hit for power, be a guy that can get you anywhere from 25 to 35 home runs, but strike out at around 20 to 22% of the time because of his bat to ball, because of his ability to lift it and his fly ball rate. So I'm just ecstatic. I mean, I'm so thrilled to talk about Andy Pies. I couldn't be more excited for this kid. And one thing I want to point out too, and one thing I love about this is, what do we hear about all offseason? The Dodgers playing checkbook baseball. The Dodgers trying to buy themselves a World Series. What do we see with Andy Páez? Homegrown talent that's having an impact. So I can see why all those Dodgers haters are punching air. I can see why they hate this organization, because they just do so many things so well. And Andy Páez is a great example. We got Ethan C. over on YouTube. Chris Taylor looking good. We got Ray Soto. I love how Yama haters now bring up Shota after his rough start. Ray Soto. Yeah, look, give Shota Imanaga a lot of credit too. I mean, not only is his ERA good, his expected numbers are good. He's legit. Also, ask any general manager, ask any front office in baseball, if you could pick between having Shota Imanaga for the next 5 to 10 years or Yoshinobu Yamamoto for the next 5 to 10 years, who would you pick? They wouldn't blink. You take Yamamoto every single day and twice on Sunday because he is the superior pitcher when he's right. He is the magician out there on the mound with stuff that's absolutely lethal. So I like Imanaga. I'm not mad at him. I didn't want the Dodgers to necessarily go out there and sign him, but give him a ton of credit. I mean, he's been really, really good, but the difference is he's 30. Yamamoto's 25. Yamamoto's a rookie age, right? So give me Yamamoto all day, every day. And I still think that Yamamoto is absolutely going to be right there for the Rookie of the Year award. I think that Andy Páez could make a run at the Rookie of the Year award, too. We got Ben Kawucha Butane back. We got who we got here? We got D-Max Mom's House checking in. Dave Zander. Okay, that's a bruh. That is a bruh. But, yeah. Tell Mom I said what's up. She's a great woman, definitely. She probably cook you something that real nice right now. So Craig Osterberg, Will Smith power. Yeah, the power surge of Will Smith is certainly something that's very, very encouraging. It was his third home run in his last 5 games tonight. So you're seeing an uptick in his slug, and that's absolutely what you're looking for. And Will Smith, I mean, we haven't seen the best of Will Smith. He is on an absolute heater this season. He's just looking healthy, and I think that he's really going to take his entire offensive profile to a whole nother level this season. And you're seeing just he's in a great lineup, and he was been in a great lineup in the last couple seasons, but this is just a little different with the additions of Teoscar Hernandez and Shohei Ohtani, who is not in the lineup for the first time today. So keeping it moving here on the recap after Andy Páez's home run. Let's take a look at it one more time. I gotta see my boy Páez one more time. Just a dinger. I love that. Getting it down. Getting that bat head down, getting the barrel on it, and just lifting that bad boy out. Andy Páez, man. That is what I'm talking about. We got then very next batter, Miguel Rojas. Great piece of hitting, a 1-2 count. He doubles to left. And Chris Taylor, he follows that up with a 4-pitch walk. Rojas was able to steal third, and that sets up Austin Barnes with runners on second and third. And he goes and just absolutely crushes one. He doubles to center. That scores another run. Rojas scores on the play. That makes it 3-0 Dodgers. And then next batter, Mookie Betts, is just making it look so, so easy. 1-2 count. He singles to center. That scores Taylor. That puts the Dodgers up 4. And then Barnes, he scores as well. That puts the Dodgers up 5. So L.A. plates 5 runs that inning on 4 hits in. After that, Freddie, he grounded to a double play, but just a fantastic offensive showing in that inning. You're getting singles, you're getting doubles, you're getting home runs, you're getting walks, you're getting good at-bats, you're getting two-strike hitting. So that's what you want there. And then jumping to the bottom of the second inning, Jock Peterson had a good night, three-hit night. He ends up singling to center, leadoff base hit for Jock. Then Yamamoto gets Suarez to fly to center. He gets Carroll to fly to left. And then he gets Alexander to fly to center. And that at-bat, he's down 3-1 in the count. Good location on the four-seam there. We're starting to get his command. And he just works his way out of these early hits, early walks. So give him credit. And then very next inning, top of the third inning, Jordan Montgomery still out there. And another great piece of two-strike hitting. That was one of the themes tonight. Lots of two-strike success for the Dodgers tonight. And 1-2 count, fifth pitch of the at-bat. Another changeup down the zone. And Will Smith, he crushes it 393 feet. 393 feet for Will Smith. Like I said, his third home run in his last five games. You're seeing the power start to surge. And now look at Will Smith's numbers, okay? We're talking about a guy who has already 124 plate appearances, hitting 355, a catcher, a 395 on base, 555 slug, a 164 weighted runs created plus. Will Smith is putting up MVP numbers, okay? I'm throwing it out there. Will Smith for MVP is not as crazy as you think it is, okay? Of course, you got Mookie, you got Shohei Ohtani, but with the home runs coming up, he's got four home runs on the year. He's got 10 doubles, 39 hits, and 124 at-bats. Will Smith could win MVP. I know it sounds crazy, but when you look at the numbers, when you look at the production, when you look at his role on this team as the catcher, the most important position on the diamond outside the starting pitcher, Will Smith, man, putting together an MVP-level season. 164 weighted runs created plus on the year for Will Smith. And yes, of course, am I biased because I am Will Smith? Sure. Maybe, but Smitty having himself a year. So the Dodgers, they pick up another run in that inning. You're feeling really good about that lead. They get a run on two hits. Rojas actually got another single in that inning, but they weren't able to do much with it. Taylor, he grounded to third, but they get one run on two hits. Then bottom of the third inning, that's where we saw Yamamoto get his first punch out. He struck out Barnhart. He got him looking at a curveball, and that's my favorite thing about Yamamoto. My favorite pitch to watch for him right now is when he lands that yo-yo curveball up in the zone early in counts to get strikeouts. I mean, you just never know as a hitter when he's going to throw it because it's just such a special, special pitch. We got Juice Narrows, says his name is Chug McCain. What's up, Juice Narrows? We got Classic Caps. Pajes should take CT3 spot on the roster. It's pretty simple. We'll talk about that in a little bit. BC Pajes hot start continues. Hope it lasts long. Ron Fig, hit that like button. Yeah, if you really want to support the channel, do us a huge favor and smash that like button. Also, comment Siler Glass now and done down below and give us all your Dodgers takes. You're eligible for our next giveaway at 90,000 subscribers. So definitely be sure to do that. But yeah, Andy Pajes, Rookie of the Year. That's from David Sabatini. We got Jake Fresh, Prince of the Chavez Ravine gets the Dodger Dog of the Game. So we got Dodger Dog of the Game for Will Smith. We'll give him a little Dodger Dog of the Game. Let's get it popping.
Dodger Dog of the Game.
For sure, for sure. Now, yeah, I mean, with Yamamoto, let's keep breaking it on down. You jump to the bottom of the fourth inning, and he gives up a one-out single to Jock Peterson, and then he strikes out Suarez with this splitter. Now, check out this nasty, nasty splitter to get Suarez with. Just
strikes him out.
You think it's a fastball? It ain't. The way he tunnels it, it just falls off the table. This thing is nastier than a gas station bathroom. He just, that's the Pajes. But let's check out the splitter once again from Yamamoto. I mean, this is special
strikes
stuff. The grip, the tunneling, the movement, the late break, the depth. I mean, it's just an unhittable pitch if you think it's a fastball even for half a second and you don't even have that time to react in Major League Baseball. So the splitter, it's just a go-to pitch. I told you back in, look, let's not forget, The day after the Dodgers lost the Diamondbacks, I literally said on this show, trade for Glasnow, sign Yamamoto. I felt something in the universe, okay? And I said it'd be the best splitter in baseball day one, and it certainly is. I think the curveball has been more impressive than I expected to be this early on. And then you jump to bottom of the fifth inning. He gives up a one-out single to Alexander. It's kind of left a little cutter up, didn't have that sharp break to it, but he comes back and he strikes out Barnhart with the curveball. Now let's take a look at this curveball. It's a 2-2 count, curveball down the zone to get Barnhart. I mean, this is just moving more than a military family. That thing's on an elevator going down, a disappearing act. This is an act of pitchcraft, okay? This is an act of pitchcraft. I mean, just the way it spins, it breaks, the rainbow, the yo-yo. It makes me want to go buy a yo-yo tomorrow. Like, I haven't played with a yo-yo since I was in, like, fifth grade. I want to buy a yo-yo tomorrow because of this yo-yo curve, because I'm thinking yo-yo curve when Yamamoto's on the mound. And then he comes back, and then he strikes out McCarthy on three pitches. He gets him with a splitter at the bottom of the zone. But, I mean, just look at that sequence against McCarthy. First pitch, cutter, strike swinging. Second pitch, he's looking at a curveball. I mean, how many times have you seen hitters just take curveballs early in counts so he can steal strikes with it? He's doing just that. And then once he got you 0-2, is it the splitter? Is it the curveball? Is he going to paint a fastball in the corner? It is pick your poison. Yamamoto is...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Nasty. This stuff should not be legal. It should be illegal to have stuff this nasty. And then he comes out there in the bottom of the sixth inning. He gives up a one-out walk to Marte. Then he strikes out Walker with the splitter down the zone. Gives up another hit to Peterson. And Peterson was seeing well, but then he got Suarez to ground out to third. So all in all, you look at his night, just another really quality outing. And how about this? He's now got 15 innings of scoreless ball. He's riding a 15-inning scoreless streak at the moment. And his line, he goes six innings, allowed no runs on five hits, had five strikeouts, threw 94 pitches, 63 for strikes. And that ERA is down to 2.00. 0.91 on the season. And like I said, you subtract the start, his debut against the Padres in Seoul, South Korea, that ERA is a 1.64 ERA in his last six starts. So he's as advertised. All those haters out there that say he was going to be a bust, we're laughing at you, okay? You just basically saying you don't know ball, because it doesn't take a baseball expert to know that Yamamoto is ace-level material, and he's proven that, hey, as a rookie, he's getting comfortable, man. He is getting comfortable, and he is dealing, and definitely want to see him face some top competition and continue to grow on this. But give me your grade for Yamamoto. I'm going to give an A for him. A for Yamamoto tonight. Yamamania is in full effect. Roy Estrada, Will Smith is hot. It's a fire take. Hitters hit up late 30s. Pitchers early 30s. That's from Sammy Boy Roth. Bilal K. Dave Roberts is always buffering, so he's the last one to understand that Páez should not be batting next to last. And the lineup with no one protecting him. Yeah, I think you're seeing him get more respect in these lineups. You're seeing him move up in these lineups. But look, I mean, to lengthen the lineup isn't the worst thing in the world, right? So it's definitely not the worst thing in the world. But the big breaking news is Walker Buehler is going to make his Dodgers debut on Monday, May 6th versus the Miami Marlins. This is according to Dave Roberts. And you got to feel really good about it. I mean, we talked about his sixth start in his rehab process, and the command was a lot better, and the stamina is building. It's ready. It's time. It's all about Walker Buehler at this point, and he hasn't pitched since 2022, and I'm so excited for him. The rehab assignment is officially over. It's time for Walker Buehler to make that first start since 2022. His first start since 2022, and It's going to be electric. It's going to be electric just to get it going, man. I mean, get that first one out of the way no matter what. And then you kind of see, okay, where is he at? How's he looking? How's the command? I mean, the velocity, you're seeing 93s, you're seeing 94s, 95s. But let's see how it looks when he's got that adrenaline back. Let's see how it looks when he's pitching in his first game in a long, long time. And I got all the faith. I got all the faith in Walker Buehler to go out there against the Miami Marlins team that's really struggled, right? So, look, this is it. This is it. This is time for Buehler. So, super, super excited. Of course, you saw earlier they optioned Landon Knack, so that really set the stage for Walker Buehler to return. Another big takeaway in this one is, with the lead they had, I mean, look at who they used. They used J.P. Fireyzen. He gave up one hit in an inning and two-thirds through 28 pitches, but a lot of strikes. 20 of his 28 pitches were in the zone. And then Gus Varland, an inning and a third, gave up a hit, had a strikeout through 33 pitches. But you got a fresh bullpen now. You got fresh arms with a day off tomorrow with the Blue Diamond Gala, so the team's off. And then you got that big three-game series against the Atlanta Braves. So I love that. I mean, you got Fireyzen, you got Varland. They closed out the game. They kept that shutout there, and they got those final nine outs. So give them credit. And now you got everything you need with Evan Phillips and the gang to go out there and really shut things down and also get quality starting pitching. So, yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are in a good spot. I mean, this is a very, very successful road trip where you take 7 out of 9 games. And, yeah, just getting Walker Buehler back, just activating him off that IL, you just know all the work he's put in. It's I'm sure it's got to be big. I mean, it's going to be big for this organization just to get that attitude, that presence back in this rotation. And look, we've talked about it kind of at length here. I mean, it's going to take some time. I mean, it's going to take some time to really get back to where he needs to be. But look, he is as competitive, he's as smart as any pitcher in Major League Baseball, and he's out to prove that he's still got it. All right, I mean, this is someone who is in a contract season, but he hasn't pitched since June 10th, 2022. June 10th, 2022. So let's just keep that in mind if it doesn't go as great. If you don't see a game 163 Walker Buehler, which you're not going to see, right, because Avilo is not going to play at 98-99, but it's a process. But let's go down below in the comment section. Send down Outman and bring up Vargas. Still salty about last night, should not have left Chrismat in. Yeah, I mean, you didn't have Evan Phillips. I mean, the issue yesterday, Evan Phillips wasn't available. He had thrown 19 pitches Monday, 25 pitches Saturday. It would have been pitching for the third time in 4 days, so that wasn't going to happen. But I found it very interesting. I mean, I found it very, very interesting that you saw that pest control company right behind home plate. You saw they're advertised right behind home plate. And you also saw that they are the Blue Pest Control. The Blue Sky Pest Control. The Blue Sky Pest Control is the official pest control of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, but that was great marketing for them. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, very interesting. And yesterday was just a weird game. You had the B delay. I thought they were going to start chanting instead of beat LA, B delay, B delay, B delay. But look, we're never going to forget that one. How many times are you going to see that? Sakila 06, my chub won't go down after that W. You're going to need a bruh for that, my man. Come on now. Y2K Splitty. I love that nickname. It's a fire take right there. Says comment of the show, AJ Alexander. Y2K Splitty is nasty. Okay. Can't read that comment, though. Mystic DMAC. What up, Phillips? We got Kelly over there. Kelly Oshira over on YouTube. When Yama strikes out guys and they stare at him like he's an alien. Yeah, that's a great point. They look at him like, oh, man, like, where are you from? Because you're not from this universe because you can throw like that. So he's got special stuff, and that's why you sign a guy for that price at $325 million, even though he had never thrown a pitch at this level. You better be special. I mean, how about that? Not even just, look, he's won multiple gold gloves in the NPB, and you saw multiple occasions today, the comebackers, when you had the split bat. I mean, he's got great instincts. You saw the assassination attempt from Eddie Rosario in the National Series. I mean, he's just a very fundamentally sound pitcher that is ready for the big leagues and has been better than expected, even just a couple starts in. I mean, we're talking about 7 starts in, and he already looks like a top 10 pitcher in baseball. You just want to see a little more length out of him. You want to see a little more efficiency, and he's going to help this team for a long, long time. Sammy Imanaga played one current winning team, the Yams. Vernage, the fact that we don't need Buehler to be great, just good, and eat some innings is good for us. Vernage, that's a fire take. And it's a great take because I think that's how you have to view this, okay? I'm not saying Buehler's like found money, right, under a couch cushion or anything like that, but you don't need him to be the ace of...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The staff. You don't need to be the number one pitcher. You don't even need to be the number two pitcher. Pitch like a middle rotation guy. Pitch like a number four guy and go out there and give this team a chance to win while you're ramping up, while you're getting stronger, while you're building stamina and you're getting more velocity and you're getting more feel. I mean, his best pitch a couple days ago, three of his five strikeouts were via his curveball. So he's going to rely more on his secondary pitches. He's going to put the ball in play and more and trust his defense. And that's the Walker Buehler that you're going to get. But hey, he's got that competitive fire. He's got that dog in him, so to speak. But don't get your hopes up for Buehler. Got a lower expectation since he hasn't pitched in Major League Baseball in 2 years. Lower velo and command for now. Yeah, I mean, look, a second major arm surgery, right? It's not easy. It takes time. Roy Estrada, Sid, bottom of the lineup, got benched. Now we have Betts. Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom of the lineup, I mean, this entire series, this entire road trip, you've seen more contributions from that bottom of the lineup. And tonight, it was more of the same. Austin Barnes, huge double for Barnes. He gets the RBI. He goes 1-for-4. Chris Taylor goes 1-for-2. He has a base hit. He singled to left. Rojas, a two-hit game, 2-for-4. Páez, 1-for-5 with the home run, the two RBI. He had some good at-bats by Kike, who had three walks. How about three walks for Kike Hernandez tonight? 1-for-4 for Teoscar, 1-for-5 with a home run for Will Smith. Freddie Freeman goes 0-for-4, not his best night. And then another three-hit game for Mookie Betts. He goes 3-for-5, 2 RBI, his seventh game of the season where he's had three or more hits. So, look, man, this guy is pumping out the multi-hit games. You want to see the power numbers go up a little bit for Mookie Betts like they were? I mean, lots of base hits, and you'll take that for sure, especially when you have Ohtani and Freeman and Smith behind him. But, I mean, what more can you say? Mookie Betts has been great. Five defensive run saves at shortstops. I mean, five defensive runs saved, playing that shortstop position for the first time on a full-time level in his professional career. He's running away. He's secretary at the Belmont Stakes. He is running away with the MVP, and we are only in April. We're only in May. We're only in the early months of the season. So Mookie Betts is fantastic. That contract is unbelievable. A for Yamamoto from Pibbles. We got A for Jackie. That is your grade for Yamamoto's outing. BC, wish you could have gone seven innings. Yeah, he was efficient. He was efficient. Started to add up a little bit towards the end, but Kelly gives him an A. A for Yama. We got Stu Mander, Imanaga putting up Fernando numbers. If he keeps it up, he's rookie of the year front runner. Orlando, where Yamamoto's splitty. We got Chris Law, A. Hope, A. Will the Dodgers win on Friday? I'm going to say yes. Frozen says A. A plus for Yamamoto. Giants lose against Boston. A win for us. I don't care who they're playing. Giants lose. It's a good day for the Dodgers. But a couple more comments here. We're going to let you guys enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night here as the Dodgers get the series win. They take all series during this road trip. They take the series against the Nationals, against the Blue Jays, against the Diamondbacks, and they go 7-of-9. They take 7-of-9 games. We got Darvin Roberts. Páez needs to move up to 5th or 6th. That's from David Sabatini. Alex thought Yoshi was going to go 7 innings. Great start. Nonetheless, let's not forget, this is a pitcher who they want to pitch through the DS, the CS, and the World Series, okay? You are going to think long-term. You're not thinking of April. You're not thinking of May. You're not thinking of June, July. You're thinking of October, and that is the plan. He needs to be ready and available for those big starts. So that's the most important thing. Anytime you can shave off an inning here or there, you do it with Yamamoto. We got Yamamoto means A's in the language of baseball. Walker, F, and Buehler from Juice Narrows. Yeah, get high. I'm so excited to see Buehler back. That's going to be big time. And if you didn't, go watch the show earlier today where we broke down his last rehab start. So definitely check out that Dodgers dugout from earlier. Butane is back from Chris. D-Mac, Dodgers saucy on the road, 7-2. Cowboys, 5 rings. Dodgers versus American League at the All-Star game. Lupe, that's a fire take. I would love to see. Imagine the Dodgers versus American League. That would get ratings. It's going to be May. That's from Gesso Crema over on YouTube. Buehler is a bulldog. Ruff, ruff. Woof, woof, woof. Absolutely, absolutely. Siler Glass now. We're getting Walker back after 2 years. Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. That's from Classic Caps. I'm going to cry right there with you. Roy Estrada, Dodgers fan. What about Hudson? 4 straight outings with giving up runs. Last night he gave a run to tie the game. Yeah, I mean, for Hudson, I mean, it's he's missing pitches during certain counts. And for the most part, though, when you look at how depleted this bullpen has been with Brewster out, with Blake trying out, he's been solid. I mean, he has definitely had an inning there where he's not been at his best, for sure. It's going to happen, though. But when you consider the injuries that he's come off of, and he gave up 3 hits yesterday in the loss, 3 hits, no strikeouts. But look, on this in the month of 4.9 ERA, but the strikeout stuff has been pretty solid for the most part this season. But yeah, definitely want to see him put together some quality appearances. Only mentioning the Bednar option since it's likely the Pirates will be selling trading before the trade deadline and Bednar might be attainable. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on Dodgers Dugout. So we'll talk some Bednar, have some thoughts on that. Been cooking up something for that. But guys, a couple more here. We got Páez has no fear. He's an assassin. Look, he's Mr. Steal Your Job, okay? If they have to DFA someone, then so be it. I personally believe that they're wink-wink telling Jason Heyward, take as much time as you need to get back. You're an older veteran player. We don't want to rush things. He's taking his sweet time. And look, at this point, there's no way you could take Páez off this roster. Oklahoma, I've never been there. I'm sure it's a great state. I would love to visit one day. Unless there's a rehab assignment, he ain't ever stepping foot back in the great state of Oklahoma. Andy Páez is permanent. He's here to stay. That's a big league swing. He's a best at bat of the night was Andy Páez, and he's staying up. There's no doubt about it. And I think it'll happen naturally too. I mean, thankfully, knock on wood, Dodgers have maintained their health so far. But if you have to option a James Altman, if you have to option another player who I don't want to put out there yet, but I mean, if you have to option someone, look, this is a performance-based sport, and the Dodgers, they know what they have in Páez. They're not going to send him down if he performs like this. So no one have to worry about it. But we got Mookie insists on playing shorts full-time. Maddie, man, we got 2017 Dodgers are pretty good. We got Los Doyers. Otani is the designated dinger. I like that, Myra. It's a fire take over on YouTube. And, yeah, he's the designated just best player in the world when he's at the plate. 3-strikeout game yesterday. Looked a little tired. I think it was a day off, though. Really good opportunity to give him the day off. We got Chris, one of the most decorated MPB pitchers of all time. Isn't going to be an MLB chump. Can't believe so many people thought he'd fail. Yeah, they're just haters, man. They're just haters. If he was on their team, they'd love him. Mookie knows baseball. What's up, Diane Schroeder? Always rocking with us. Appreciate the fairy godmother of the Dodgers Nation postgame show and our streams. Good times, good times. But guys, that's going to do it for this episode of the Dodgers Nation postgame show. We will be back with you. We got Don Kim. What up, Don? What up, Danny Cortez? Good night, Dodger fan. Past my bedtime. Yeah, guys, so we'll be back tomorrow with Dodgers Dugout Live. Lots to talk about on tomorrow's show. We'll talk about some bullpen options. A little David Bednar, Stiffman 5000 wants to DFA Heyward already. Do some walk-off shots. We got Los Doyers, CT3 is still a Dodgers legend. Later, D-Mac, David Sabatini, if Rojas keeps hitting like he has, Lux is out of a job at second base. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button. Comment Siler Glass now down below so you're eligible for our giveaway at 90,000 subscribers. We are giving a brand new authentic Glass Now jersey, so definitely be sure to do that. See you guys next time. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. Until next time, think blue, bleed blue.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.